You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. Paso Robles is in the national spotlight after being featured late last week on NBC's The Today Show as a top destination to visit this summer. KCBX's Angel Russell spoke with the Travel Paso organization about the segment.
Of course, we've all heard of Napa and Sonoma, but what about Paso Robles?
That's the host of today's third hour show, placing Paso Robles Wine Country, the new Stables Inn, and the Field of Light display as the top California destination to visit this summer with the state's official reopening since the pandemic.
We were just very excited when all of a sudden Friday morning, our email and our phones are pinging off. Everybody's excited about the Today Show hit.
Stacy Jacob, executive director for Travel Paso, says this isn't the first time Paso Robles has been on the national stage. In January 2020, the New York Times published its list of 52 places to go in 2020, ranking Paso Robles in sixth place.
That national press has allowed us to be super successful in this reopening. And we have just seen the highest occupancy numbers that we've seen in recent times. People are coming back.
Jacob says the show spotlight couldn't have come at a better time, as Travel Paso has launched its largest campaign to date, targeting drivers in Southern California.
We have 90 plus billboards throughout the community of Los Angeles. Right now, what people are going to feel most comfortable with is, where can I go within a 3 or 4 hour road trip?
With Paso Robles' more than 200 wineries, Jacob says they are targeting people to road trip to the countryside.
We love it when people can say Napa, Sonoma, and Paso, if that can just roll off the tongue in terms of top wine destinations for folks.
Jacob says she's aware some locals may not be a big fan of more tourists coming into the area, but reminds people that tourists help pay for the lifestyle that residents get to enjoy.
When they come to our area, they are paying taxes. They are paying TOT tax, transient and occupancy tax, that actually go into the general fund that our communities are using to provide safety, to provide road improvements. These go into our services that we as residents would have to pay for if we didn't have this tourism economy.
For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.